There's the flight by Yuengling, Chicago Blackhawks radio postgame show. Flight is the next generation of light beer. Yeah, Blackhawks 4-0 win over the Flames. Pretty much one of the most complete efforts from the Blackhawks this season. Getting that 1-0 goal, or lead in that first period. Tyler Bertuzzi just sensational in these last two games when the Hawks have really needed it. Losing those first three games, one in overtime to Edmonton, but falling. Things can go sideways when you're on the road for almost 2 weeks, and they've done a pretty good job of turning that around. I'd say a 5-2 win over Vancouver and then a 4-0 win over the Flames tonight. It's been good to see this young team really start to turn it around and starting to make a lot of people, turning some heads around the NHL. Like, they got off to a good start. Or I guess they lost their first three games, but it was kind of some signs of, they've been competitive. If you haven't watched them and you just look at the standings, you're like, are they really turning a corner? But then they started to rip off the wins and get the points and sneaking their way up the standings. They were in a playoff spot, I think, last week, and I think they're still hovering right around it right now and trying to make people more believers. And I think Charlie's mentioned this a few times, and we've talked about it on postgame shows and Blackhawks Live, that if you're in a playoff spot on Thanksgiving, American Thanksgiving, you're in a really good spot to make the playoffs, have a really good chance to make the playoffs, and the Hawks are hovering right around that, and hopefully they can keep that up for the next couple of weeks, because I was thinking it's October, it is November already, and the Hawks are still playing pretty well, and tonight was really good to see a team in Calgary that struggled this year, have been playing a little better as of late, but the Hawks came in and made a statement tonight, getting a 4-0 win. Connor Bedard, 4 points. He's now tied with Macklin Celebrini for the most points in the NHL this season. And he still is. Macklin Celebrini has a goal in tonight's game for the Sharks in San Jose. And they're still tied up at 1 in the third period. So 22 points is the both of them have. And they're the points leaders right now. They're showing it on the CHSN postgame show. Connor McDavid, they're ahead of Connor McDavid, Jack Eichel, and Kirill Kaprizov. So that's some pretty good company to be ahead of there. For Connor Bedard and Macklin Celebrini, two young stars in the league really starting to turn it on. Celebrini in year two and Connor Bedard in year three here in Chicago. And Spencer Knight, we talked about it in the pregame show. We've talked about it throughout the show or the game and tonight's postgame show. Just really, really good again. And he seems to be turning into that number one goaltender right before our eyes. And that was his potential when the Hawks traded for him and they get that first round pick in the draft this year, and Florida has been struggling so far out the gate, so that pick could be even higher, and that trade's just looking really, really good for the Blackhawks right now. They got Spencer Knight. That really makes a turn in the rebuild for them when they are able to get this goaltender and add him into the mix, and they've been able to lock him up to a contract. They locked up him and Nazar, so hopefully he can keep rolling, and he's getting that starter's workload, and he's been thriving. He's started in 11 of the 15 games so far this season, and he pitched a shutout tonight, his first with the Blackhawks, and his sixth career NHL shutout, stopping all 33 shots. So Spencer Knight was really good. He was a number two star. Tyler Bertuzzi had a couple goals. He was the number three star, and then, of course, Connor Bedard was the number one star with his four-point night. He just keeps on rolling. Does Connor Bedard. Blackhawks win 4-0. Jack Heinrich filling in for Charlie Romeliotis. This is the Flight by Yuengling Chicago Blackhawks radio postgame show. Flight is the next generation of light beer. We got more to get to. We'll keep on rolling. You're listening to Blackhawks Hockey on 720 WGN.
And then drop it back behind himself. Morgan Frost stripped of the puck by Bedard. Racing down the slot. Bedard digs and shoots. He scores! A highlight reel goal for Connor Bedard, who stripped the puck away just inside the Flame blue line, raced in on Wolf, he digged him down and put a forehand wrist shot past him. A four-point night for Connor Bedard, a goal and three assists, and the Hawks are having some fun now. They lead 4-0.
Back here on the Flight by Yuengling Chicago Blackhawks radio postgame show, Flight is the next generation of light beer, and yeah, if you didn't see that Connor Bedard goal, make sure to go check that out on the highlights before you go to bed tonight, because that was nasty. He stripped the puck, and he was able to deke out the Wolf, and just a nasty goal, and the celebration was great, too. Quickly here from the Blackhawks locker room, Mark Lazarus said that Frank Nazar's day-to-day. Jeff Blashill wouldn't rule him out for Sunday. So that is good news. It doesn't seem like that is a long-term injury for Frank Nazar, who was not able to finish the game after getting hurt in the first period and leaving the game. So hopefully he's back soon, because the Hawks, if they're going to keep on rolling, they're going to need number 91 in the middle of it. Speaking of rolling, Tyler Bertuzzi, hat trick last game. He had two goals tonight. Let's hear from the Blackhawks forward after this one.
Tyler, you couldn't get that third tonight. What went wrong?
The third one?
I know.
I was too close to the middle of the net, not far back enough. There's another good luck by Beds. He knows I'll be there.
I know you tend to score in bunches, but 5-2 is you got to be feeling pretty good right now.
Yeah, no, obviously it's good. Two back-to-back wins on the road, long road trip. These are hard games to win, especially on the back of a road trip when you're on the road for 10 days. It's a really good team win. You know, the three fights, standing up for each other, some big blocks, and great goaltending. So it's a great 60 by our team.
You and Connor don't get a ton of time together outside of the power play. How have you developed this kind of chemistry that you have?
It's obviously last year I played with him a little bit, probably for half the year, and I feel like I'm pretty simple to play with. I just go to the net and I let them do their thing. He knows where I'll be. I'll try to get him the puck and give him some space to move around and create offense.
What is it about you that you're able to do that? Just like, why doesn't everybody just park at the net and just score goals like that?
I don't know. I don't know. I have a sore back. Maybe that's why.
And that second one, did you know he was going to give you such a nice pass to time it there?
Yeah, I knew. I was pretty sure he was going to pass. I just didn't know if it was going to be earlier or after. And then when the guy kind of went towards him, that's when he made the play, and it was a great play.
Did it feel nice to get a good shot on that one after a few tapping?
Yeah, it felt nice to shoot one in, yeah.
What's your concern level with Frank? Obviously, it's tough to see your guy go down.
Yeah, honestly, I don't know too much, so hopefully he's good to go.
What have you seen from Bedard this year?
I think his pace, he's looking way faster. I know he did a lot of work in the offseason, and it's showing. It was more of a complete game, playing 200 feet. You saw in his goal at the end, defense first, and then maybe we can get the puck and create more, and he knows that now, and it's showing in his skills taking over.
Pretty fun guy to share the ice with.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, he's just a smart player. Loves, he's all possession, smart, gets to good spots.
He makes that steal like that on that last goal, too. His defense has come a long way.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Defensive first right now, and then you can create his offense, and that showed in that last goal, just being in the right spot, picking the guy off, and obviously his skill took over.
This is Tyler Bertuzzi after the game. Thanks to CHSN for that audio. It was good to... Good to hear Tyler Bertuzzi in a good mood, and good to hear from him in back-to-back games after he scored 5 goals in 2 games for the Blackhawks, really stepping up. And it's funny, that question about him just camping out in front of the net. He's done so good. Just made a great career of sitting on those back posts and getting ready for just being able to receive pucks down there and score in the tight, close areas. And it's funny when he asked more people didn't do that. He's like, well, I got a sore back, and maybe that's why. So Bertuzzi in a good mood after the win, and I liked what he said about the team sticking up for each other. That's something we talked about throughout the broadcast with these guys, and the three fights, and it came after Frank Nazar got hit and had to leave the game, and it's good to see Colton Dock and Alex Vlasic and Nick Foligno stand up for their teammates, and like they said, they're not taking anything from anybody this year, and they've really backed that up and done a good job of sticking up for each other. I mean, I talked about this with Charlie on Blackhawks Live, is that's how you tell that a team has good chemistry and they actually like being with each other, is when somebody goes after one of their brothers, they're going right back at them. And they've done that this season and pretty much the whole season. And they haven't been, Bedard said, taking anything from anybody, and they've been giving it back, and it's showed in the point column, and they've done a lot better this season overall, playing better. Tonight, now it's time to get to tonight's Ice Time, sponsored by Rogers and Hollins, the most trusted jewelry store in America for more than 115 years. The leader for the Blackhawks was Connor Bedard, just flying around the ice tonight, 4 points, a +3. Overall, he had 21 minutes and 32 seconds of ice time. Took 25 shifts. He was out there early and often, and then with Frank Nazar leaving the game and with some of those guys going in the box with the fighting, he took some more shifts. So over 21 minutes for Connor Bedard on the ice, and he made the most of it with his 4 points. Tyler Bertuzzi was second, and Charlie and I talked about him getting bumped up to the top line with Bedard and Burakovsky, and he played a lot with them as the lines got a little bit jumbled there for the Hawks. So he played a lot, plus three, 2 goals for Bertuzzi, 5 in his last 2 games, and he scores them in bunches. So he's going to hopefully keep it on rolling when he goes back to Detroit this Sunday for the Blackhawks in their final game on the road trip before coming home. And then Teuvo Teravainen was third with 1953. Bertuzzi had 1958. Then Ilya Mikheyev had 1939, and Andrei Burakovsky had 1909. Those were the top forwards for the Blackhawks. And we talked about Oliver Moore a little bit. He had 1421, so still playing a lot. And he did get out there on the penalty kill, being able to jump up there with Frank Nazar leaving the game. Normally a spot where Nazar would be, Moore was there as well. And then the top defenseman was Alex Vlasic at 24 of ice time. All right, we got more to get to here on the Flight by Yuengling Chicago Blackhawks radio postgame show. You're listening to Blackhawks Hockey on 720 WGN. Back here on the Flight by Yuengling Chicago Blackhawks radio postgame show, Flight is the next generation of light beer. Jack Heinrich sitting in for Charlie Remeliotis. Blackhawks win 4-0. Really good performance from the Blackhawks. They've won their last two, looking to make it 3 in a row. On Sunday when they go to Detroit to take on the Red Wings. I think that's a noon start here in Chicago, 11:30 pregame here on 720 WGN. All right, head coach Jeff Blashill just met with the media. Let's hear what the head coach had to say after this one.
Marl obviously didn't finish the game, so whenever you don't finish the game, that's not a great thing, you know, but I wouldn't say like he's out for sure for the next game yet. We'll just see.
Looked bad at first.
Yeah, exactly. So, but again, you know, just talking to our training staff, they couldn't give me a definitive answer even for Sunday yet. So let's wait and see how it reacts tomorrow and go from there. So,
how do you coach Tyler Bertuzzi? You just say go to the net, stand there.
Yeah, man, Bert's. First of all, I think Bert's really playing good hockey. Like, he wins tons of battles, makes a lot of good plays. Obviously, he's kind of mastered the back post, and I'm trying to remember. I don't remember that as much, when he first came up in Detroit. I think he just kind of over the years has acquired that skill, and he's good at it. It's a really hard play to defend, and he's kind of mastered it a little bit.
Connor Bedard is now tied for the league leading scoring. What's left to say about him?
My biggest thing is, you know, even early in the year when he wasn't maybe getting the points that I thought that he could have had, you know, I thought that there was a lot of plays that he made that didn't, just for whatever reason, didn't result in as many points. What he's done all season long, and you know this, is he has played a complete game, and that's where I think his growth has been awesome. He's playing winning hockey. I've asked him, and like all our guys, to play winning type hockey, and he's led the way with that. I think because of that, when you check, you get the puck a lot, and a lot of times you get it in transition, and so you get, you know, some of the situations like you saw today. And, you know, obviously the power play is starting to go a little bit too. That's where a lot of guys get their points. So he just has to keep it up, you know, but he's playing great hockey and leading the way.
How fun is that for a coach to have a player that caliber?
Yeah, no, it's been, you know, I didn't know coming in, I didn't know him as a person. I didn't know him I knew him a bit as a player. I was impressed with what I saw on tape. I knew that he was really good from the blue line in. When I first sat down and met with him this summer, I was super impressed with him as a person. I was super impressed with some of the things he said to me, just kind of, you know, looking at the previous 2 years and the areas where he could have been better, and is super impressed with his attitude, and he's come in and done a great job. So it's been fun. He's obviously an elite talent, and he's playing at a high, high level.
It's great to hear Jeff Blashill talking about how him and Connor Bedard have meshed, even though they haven't known each other till this year. And it seems like Blashill's made a big impact on Bedard as he is thriving under him. And then there was the Nazar update, sounding like it's day-to-day. He didn't say day-to-day, but it's kind of unclear, and they wouldn't rule him out for Sunday. So I guess that's the positive news there. Looking at the NHL scoreboard, the Sharks have just taken a 2-1 lead over the Jets in the third period. Will Smith with the goal, but Macklin Celebrini with the assist. So now he takes the point lead in the NHL. This is the Flight by Yingling Chicago Blackhawks radio post game show. We'll wrap it up next. You're listening to Blackhawks Hockey on 720 WGN. It's time for a Blackhawks prospect update. Let's check in for our next generation of players sponsored by Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer. Anton Frondell had two goals for Team Sweden yesterday, and tonight's next game preview is sponsored by Plumbers 911 Chicago, where they do it right the first time. The Hawks are at Detroit on Sunday. Blackhawks hockey has been sponsored by Citgo. Score savings on every fill-up with Club Citgo. Download the app today to start saving. United Airlines, your Chicago Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers, and Plumbers 911 Chicago, where they do it right the first time. Thanks to Krista, Sammy, and Tony. We'll talk to you on Sunday.